It's the Wetmore High School Football Coaches Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Tadman. We are joined by Miles Hanzlicek, the first-year head coach for the Wetmore Cardinals. It's been quite the transition with that team going from last year to this upcoming season. The Cardinals had COVID injuries throughout the course of last year, just going 1-4 in five games. But, Coach, you're at the helm for your first year. It seems like we're getting a fresh start, plenty of talent returning on both sides. What's the transition been like for you as the head coach?
Well, there's a lot of learning on this. Like I said, first year head coach, was assistant for the last 2 years, so I've got my feet wet a little bit. Thank goodness the head coach from last year is my assistant, so he's helping me out a lot. As far as the team's going, we are looking really strong this year. We're returning a lot of starters. Everybody's got another year's experience. Wish we would have played 8 games last year for the experience, but we only got 5 in. So hopefully we can keep the COVID out of the schools this year and have a good season.
How have the numbers compared with the amount of kids that are out this year, maybe compared to last year? Is it similar? Is it more? Is it less?
We lost 3 last year, and we gained 3 this year. We lost 4. So we're 1 less than last year. We got 14 kids out. Makes it kind of hard to scrimmage, but we're doing the best we can. We did get to go last weekend to the Jamboree up in Highland, so that got to give the kids... We got a little experience last weekend. We got to see some things, some good, some bad. They got to know what it was like to get hit and to get hit, that we don't get to do in practice a whole lot. So that was a good experience.
When you look at the transition that you've had to make or have to make going from an assistant to now the head coach, what would you say the biggest transition from that to there is, you know, making that transition? What's the biggest difference there for you?
I got a lot of coach let me do a lot last year. I was running the offense last year, so nothing's really changed there. The biggest change I've seen is there's a lot of work that's not on the football field. You know, as far as practices go and the team, everything's kind of the same. It's just, everybody kind of knows the paperwork and everything that goes with it. So that would be the biggest thing.
7 returning starters on offense. Of course, your son Dirk is a 2-year starter at quarterback and should lead the charge. I know his season was cut short last year due to a hip injury, but, you know, as a father watching your son out there playing, is the expectations different maybe compared to your son, maybe to other players? What's your expectations and coaching your son and what that has been like for you?
It's pretty tough to shut the coach off and be a dad, and likewise, Dirk is a great leader on this team. He's got everybody fired up, ready to go. Like I said, I wish he could have got some more experience last year. Only got to play 2 games, but he is looking very strong this year. He's looking really good. I treat him just like I treat everybody else on the field. There's no difference until we get home, and I think we're going to have a good season with him.
I know it's flipping to the other side of the ball when you look at the defense from last year. Of course, getting some pieces back. There will be 7 returning starters on defense. However, replacing Kale McQueen, that's going to be a tall task. I know he was considered the heart and soul of that defense, but the defensive line should be pretty stout. Murrow, Montgomery, Roland, a few names, and all those guys expected to be key. Is that the strength of the defense right now? Where are the key strengths when you look at the defensive side of the ball?
I think, for the most part, we are very solid. We're lacking in a couple positions just for experience and size, but my D-backs are looking great. Kind of changed some stuff up this year on the defense. Don't really want to say what that is, but we're looking strong. And as of last week, when we went to the Jamboree, that was probably the biggest thing I took away from it, was the defense was holding their own and doing really well.
Our Wetmore Coaches Show is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. We're talking with first-year head coach Miles Hanzlicek. We'll take a quick break, a word from our sponsors. We will preview the matchup at Valley Falls or against Valley Falls coming up on Friday right after this. The Wetmore Coaches Show continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Tadman, joined by first-year head coach Miles Hanzlicek as we get you set for the Cardinals hosting Valley Falls week number 1 this Friday night. Coach will have that game on 92.1 KMZA, so looking forward to that broadcast. The early synopsis on Valley Falls, where are the strengths there, and how are they going to present, you know, the most challenges to you in that matchup this week?
I haven't had a whole lot of scouting on them this year yet. We did get to play them up there at the Jamboree. So we got to see a little bit. They've got some really good running backs. They're a pretty good size team, but I also think they are pretty equal to us, so it ought to be a really, really good game.
I would think the expectation, of course, you always want to go 1-0 each week, but regardless and kind of taking a step back and just looking at it more from a coaching perspective, what are some of the key things you would like to see out of your team this week in week one?
Toughness. I'll be frank about it. We need to go out and we need to be tough. We have half the team that I think gets it, and we got half of them that need to figure it out. I think as long as we go out and do our jobs, we're going to see some success this week.
When you look at keys to the game, what are going to be some of the deciding factors for your team potentially on Friday?
I'd like to see get the pass game going. We're going to run the ball quite a bit. We've got a really good, two really good backs this year with some good speed and toughness. I think if we can just get everybody together and be ready to play football, I think it's going to go good.
We'll have the broadcast on 92.1 KMZA, Valley Falls on the road at Wetmore. It's the first game for first-year head coach Miles Hanslichek. Coach, we are looking forward to the broadcast on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us here this week. Again, good luck, and we will talk to you on Friday. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.